Your letters and emails. HIV/AIDS and inclusion. As child rights campaigners, we have noted that in rural areas, children who are orphans are more likely to leave school than those whose parents are still alive. Due to stigma associated with HIV/AIDS, the traditional social fabrics that used to hold families together are no longer there. We have situations where children have to leave school to nurse their sick parents, then see them die and remain alone struggling for survival. Such children become traumatized and vulnerable to abuse. Children whose parents have died from HIV/AIDS often face discrimination in schools. Children have been transferred from one school to another in the process of trying to find someone to keep them. As a result of not being accepted children, they have ended up being street children. The question is, how do we create an inclusive society in the midst of this crisis? We must ask ourselves, how can teachers become better role models in the creation of an environment where all children feel loved and accepted, and how can we all provide for the needs of these children without stigmatizing them? We welcome contact with anyone who is interested in working with us on these issues. Boswell Mbuzi, Child Rights Campaigner, Christian Resource Centre, Salvation Army Church, P.O. Box 670017, Mazabuka, Zambia. Information request. Greetings. The special edition of eNet's newsletter, Salamanca 10 Years On, is an excellent collection of articles. The contribution of CBR to promote inclusive education is significant. Kindly publish articles on CBR projects in developing countries which have a special focus on inclusive education. Indumati Rao, Regional Advisor, CBR Network, South Asia, 134, First Block, 6th Main, BSK 3 Stage, Bangalore 560085, India. Email cbrnet@vsnl.com. Web www.cbrnetwork.org.in. Thank you. I am really thankful for sending me some articles and reading materials on inclusive education. It made my heart leap with so much joy upon receiving the mail. I believe that we can work hand in hand in advocating education to every child, regardless of their disabilities. In this manner, many children will benefit and become great leaders in the future. Words are not enough to describe the happiness you brought in my life. Karen May B. Flores, SD Ibanez Private Road, Ibabao, Mandao City, 6014, Cebu, Philippines. Email karenmay29@yahoo.com. Inclusive education, an approach that is all people-oriented. When the special education tutor first taught me about inclusive education as the new global trend in education during my recently completed 2003 initial teacher training, my initial opinion was that either our government in particular had no capacity to build special schools, or else the quality of education in Uganda was deteriorating, like the common talk of our grandparents. My reorientation has only been through experience of school culture, but I felt compelled to start ESEPATH. ESEPATH is an NGO trying to address inclusive education in Uganda. Our efforts revolve around active involvement of schoolchildren, teachers and parents in awareness creation. This is to curb the negative attitudes towards disadvantaged children and the general conditions and customs that make particular groups unwelcome, not supported or even derided. I find the concept of inclusive education accommodates the participation and advocacy of all people who may in some way affect the lives of others, more so than a few trained practitioners in special schools can. The addition of ESEPATH on eNet's mailing list has brightened the purpose and direction of our work. We are proud of joining the sharing of experiences and ideas with eNet. Anthony Kalulu, ESEPATH Uganda, P.O. Box 16, Kamuli, Uganda. Email ESEPATH, ESEPAF@yahoo.com. We invite readers to respond to the issues raised here.